This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Heavy Metal Chris in the building. A lot of people want to talk Super Bowl. Let's start with Mike at Gaithersburg. Mike, what were you most upset by the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
Kellen Moore, sir, because he's a fraud. He's just doing what the NFC East and everything else used to do. You know, that's why they need to call Joe Gibbs back, because he was the offensive coordinator for Don Coryell, Eric Coryell. And he knew how to run the offenses and everything else, sir. That's why Kellen Moore is a fraud. He just did something that's just traditional football.
All right, Kellen Moore's a fraud. I don't know that I agree. I'm not a big Kellen Moore guy either. To me, the MVP, the non-player division, like the dudes on the field are the ones that won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the non-player division, the dude I'm most impressed by in Philly is Roseman. And it ain't close. I think the team he has put together, the amount of talent, 1-53 on that roster is outrageous. I don't want to take away from what any of the coaches are doing, but I think the talent on the field is so damn good. Still got to be coached, put in positions, but I look at Howie above all else, man. Good luck in New Orleans to Kellen Moore.
Can I say one other thing, sir?
Fire away, dude.
You know, here's an important stat. Did you know both Super Bowls that Eli Manning had, their defense was ranked 32nd in points and yards allowed? But they just made key plays and everything else and just made the point. So defense is necessary, but at the same time, when you have a gifted quarterback who believes they're enough to just break any defense. So also keep that in mind, sir.
All right, we keep it in mind. All right,
thanks for the call, dude.
All right, sir.
I don't know, man. Justin Tuckton played rather good against Tom Brady in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't understand some of the – what was the Gibbs thing?
You say bring Coach Gibbs back, he was good, but Coach Gibbs is beyond that now.
Well, Gibbs was Coryell's offensive coordinator was?
Yeah, he was back in that day.
I know. I don't know. I wasn't sure what that had to do with anything. I'd also point out the first Eli Super Bowl – that the Giants won, they had the 7th-ranked defense in the NFL. They did get hot late, to his point. But
yeah, but still, whether the defense got hot late, where they were ranked, in that Super Bowl, that defense was awesome.
Totally. Andre's in Manassas. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up,
I'm not mad. I'm excited for the mayor of Philadelphia. Maybe she has a chance to spell Eagles again correctly during the parade.
That could be an electric moment at the parade if she messes it up again.
I'm also, what's the word, sad for the coach who benched Hurts when they were playing the Skins during the COVID. And, you know, we were losing the game, and, you know, he benched Hurts, put in the other quarterback that couldn't play. We won the game. And
Sudfeld.
To me, and this could be revisionist history, But to me, that's kind of, I don't want to say set everything off for the Eagles, but it put him in a position where they can get some picks. You know, the Eagles are in a unique situation, and last time I called the show, you guys booed me off, and, you know, I was being a bit sarcastic, but what I was trying to say is the Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl, they lost, but the two subsequent years, they had, you know, two first-round top 10 draft picks. One of them, they had two first-round picks the following year and another first-round pick, and they were all, like, in the top 10. And, you know, they took great advantage of that. And, you know, I look at the Commanders now, you know, the situation where we're in, and they're picking, like, you know, 32. It's going to be hard to build in the draft, I think. You can do it, but the point I was trying to say, look at organizations like Buffalo and, you know, Baltimore. They are very successful. They're doing it through the draft, but, you know, it's hard for them to overcome. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to do this offseason, the Commanders, if they're going to build through the draft or if they're going to make, you know, trade to get your boy out of Cleveland. But, you're looking down, you know, looking up at 95 in Pittsburgh. Yeah, you guys said all day they're going to be dominant for the next 3-4 years. And it's going to be exciting to see some NFC East football again moving forward.
Thank you, brother.
Hi, man.
Nothing in pro football ever goes exactly as it's supposed to, man.
Nope.
That much I know. But if you want to talk about really killing it in the draft, the last subpar draft, I would say, for the Eagles, 2019 was a bit of a dud. Dillard was their first rounder, didn't give him a whole lot. 2020 wasn't the best draft, but they got a fella by the name of Jalen Hurts in the second round, which will make a lot of things better for you. All right, but listen to the last three, I guess. 21, they go Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Milton Williams, Gainwell's in that draft. Tuia Peluto is in that draft. They got a lot of play out of a lot of guys.
Three definitely good play out of that.
I mean, they got three starters.
Yeah.
22, they take Jordan Davis, 13, Cam Jurgens, 51, N'Kobe Dean, 83.
Okay.
And the tight end, the backup tight end, Calcaterra, took him at 198.
All right.
When you talk about filling out a roster, this is how you do it. 23, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Tyler Steen, Ringo, the corner, Sidney Brown, who has become like a special teamer for them. I mean, just loaded. You go Carter, Smith in your first two. And, dude, remember, Jalen Carter was slipping. People weren't sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Smith has been really violent for them. He's a little bit of a tweener. But this pass draft, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt, who made a big play yesterday, Trotter Jr., who hasn't really played a lot, but you wonder what his role is going to be. Any sense of frustration last night watching DeJean with that pick six, knowing that Washington traded out of that slot?
No.
I really like Sam Steele and the picks they got.
Sam Steele has been unbelievable this year. Once a guy gets drafted, I'm not one to go back and look at that stuff. But what I want the caller to understand, they got Zach Bond, okay? I don't think nobody was jumping off the, going crazy because the Eagles got him. But he was probably as good as anybody on their defense this year.
I think he was the best.
So my thing is, it's not the fact of just going and spend money. Spend money wisely. Identify somebody that can work in your system. Their off defense coordinator realized this kid can play in my system. And the dude is playing his ass off. So you don't have to go out there and break the bank to find somebody good, and that's where you got to be smart at. So we have been accustomed to signing people that are duds coming in our free agency. Last year, the free agents worked. I expect them to work again this year. So don't think you got to just go spend money to compete.
I couldn't agree more, man. Let's go to Reese in St. Mary's. What up?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Parisi?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you, bud?
I'm going a little different route, but one thing I'm happy for, that Jaden Daniels understand that when they kept asking him, why is Eagles so good? He said, because they damn talented. And why I say that is because he know he can't win by himself, and we don't have enough talent. We had enough to have fun this year, but if you want to have that talent, go get yourself a Miles Garrett, and you go get yourself a number one officer. I don't care whether it's tackle, guard. Get two main players, and then you build around that. You don't got to break the bank, but go get a Miles Garrett so you solidify the defense. Get help. Go get a dominant offensive line and get help. And then we're going to become just like the Eagles, and we can build. But you got to go get them two players. You got to get a dominant offensive lineman and a dominant defensive lineman. And that's old school. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
All right. We're all talking about building up the trenches, watching that.
Yeah, I can't disagree with him at all.
Does that make you want to get Myles Garrett more?
Yeah. Because Myles Garrett can make a quarterback uncomfortable a whole game. And then they go try to double team him, and he can beat a double team. And then you got another guy going one-on-one, or the other guy left open, then that means it can give a quarterback pure hell. So you need somebody that you know, no matter what down it is, what play, what part of the game, that guy can win. And he's that type of guy.
Dog. Speaking of dogs, Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander. How you been?
Little Chihuahua.
Pretty good. Guys. How you doing? Been doing.
We're good.
I'm doing great.
What's up?
Well, I'm happy and I'm sad, eh? But I'm happy that, yeah, the Eagles can't spell their name, you know, even if you're a great fan of them. You know, even like TV yesterday, you know, with Fox, you know. You know, a fan out. Couldn't spell his name, couldn't spell his life. That's one. The mayor can't do that either as well. That makes me happy. But I thought the security guard for the coach can't be out there in the field. No, I thought he could be out in the thing, but I think it was suspended.
I think he's over that now. I think that little suspension is over with.
What are we talking about, Big Dom?
Oh, is it? All right.
They gave him a different title so that they worked their way around that.
Different title. It's the same person.
Different title.
Like you, Commander, it's hard for you to get upset about the same person, different title when you are known as Commander Tequila and Comandante Tequila.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which rank is higher.
It's the same thing, but in English and Spanish.
Same person, different titles. Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, my money is green.
Terrific.
Whoa.
I love the Commander.
5 o'clock somewhere.
I love the Commander. I feel like I understand about 30% of what we're talking about. Does that sound about right?
It's kind of like you in a sense. I'm not lying. Am I right? Listen to me, y'all. He changes topics. 5 topics in a minute and a half. You might change 4 in a minute and a half.
It's like, I almost said something that I will say privately later.
Yeah, say it privately. No, you will forget it. You will not tell us.
I might.
You already forgot it.
No, I know roughly what it was. It was anyway. that made me laugh. I think.
Oh boy.
There's a lot to learn from this. You know, I don't think I told you this, that I got to talk to Dion and Shador.
I think you did.
At NFL Honors?
Yeah.
They were odd.
Yeah.
Odd. Just because as we get closer to the draft, I think best chance Washington takes an O-lineman at 29, takes a D-lineman at 29. So that's hyper-specific because you could draft the whole board, right? O-line, D-line, or does not have the 29th pick?
I think does not have it.
I think
they're going to manipulate the hell out of that and get some extra picks out of it.
Or a player.
Yeah.
I
get player and picks.
Well, if it's Garrett.
If it's Garrett, nah. I'm just saying, like, you know, we figure out some stuff.
What do you think about Debo?
Debo Samuel?
Yeah. He's allowed to talk trades.
I like Debo, but I don't think that's the guy you need to go at.
I think
Debo's hurt a lot, too.
Yeah, what made Debo so great is that they drafted him, and eventually he hit, right? Like, he had the one great season. How many 1,000-yard seasons do you think Debo Samuel has?
As far as receiving?
Yeah.
Probably about one or two.
One receiving.
Because what the thing about
and
Debo,
of just yards from scrimmage, he only has two over 1,000.
Wow.
He's missed a lot of time in his career.
So that scares me there.
Jeff,
he plays very physical, not to have that body size to be able to be that physical.
Totally. Jeff's Hockey World Cup preview when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.